Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 742. Power Up Your Muscle Building Potential, Part 2, by Eric Bach with RomanFitnessSystems.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 741. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Power Up Your Muscle Building Potential, Part 2, by Eric Bach with RomanFitnessSystems.com. Power Building Methods. Okay, enough science and theory. Only jerks talk about ideas without a practical takeaway, and I ain't no jerk, bruh. Lift heavy. The most obvious of all methods, increased training intensity, think percentage of your one rep max, requires a greater signal from your body to your muscles to execute the action. What to do? Lift heavy early in your workout using heavy weights with fast bursts, like 3 sets of 3 reps at 90% of your one rep max. Do that 2 times, and that will maximize muscular effort to help improve the rate of force development, or RFD. Lift submaximal loads, AFAP. AFAHP, pronounced AFAP, is a popular acronym. You can't train heavy all the time. Sooner or later, something will give. Fortunately, explosive lifting bridges the gap to give you the iron fix while sparing your body. Training with submaximal loads, even as low as 40 to 60% of your one rep max, will emphasize speed strength and strength speed. These explosive exercises with lighter loads will help you increase neural drive to your muscles, recruit more and activate dormant muscle fibers, and maximize the efficiency of your central nervous system. The bottom line is smaller training loads lifted as fast as possible allow supercharged neural recruitment without excessive stress on the central nervous system and the tissues. Rather than lifting heavy each day, alternate or deload from heavy strength work while maximizing rep speed on each lift. Explosive movement. I'm an athlete at heart, and most of my clients are either athletes or ex-athletes looking to maintain explosive movement even with increasing age. With that in mind, athletes move, and not just from the squat rack to the bubbler, but through space jumping, running, cutting, throwing, and the like. Nothing done in training is more transferable to athletic performance than movement skill training to maximize biomechanical efficiency, coordination, and timing. I understand your primary goal is looking awesome naked, not winning the Heisman, but I refuse to leave you without options for improving your performance at the same time. To improve speed, movement, and explosiveness, jumps, throws, and plyometric variations with body weight or very light resistance will hammer the speed strength and speed portions of the force velocity curve. What to do? Plyometrics and advanced movement skills are too complicated to recommend without a better understanding of your skills, so keep it simple. Option 1, jump rope for 5 minutes before your training. Option 2, before hitting the weights, perform the following. 1A, single response squat jumps, 3 sets at 5 reps. 1B, plyo push-up on a bench, 3 sets of 5 reps, or plyo push-up from the knees. Warning, advanced method, PAP. Before I dive into the sexy details of PAP, hear me out. This is an advanced method. Seriously. You must have a significant base level of strength and proficiency in all of these movements before attempting. Otherwise, you're doing three big, bad things. One, risking extreme neural fatigue. Two, risking injury due to technical breakdown of your exercises. And three, looking like an idiot squatting 95 to 185 pounds, then trying to be explosive with a jump. Abbreviated PAP, post-activation potentiation, is a physiological adaptation and describes the immediate enhancement of muscle force during explosive movements after a heavy resistance exercise. For PAP, an athlete performs a heavy strength training exercise followed by an explosive exercise that mimics the biomechanics of the strength training exercise. Sample PAP exercise pairings. The first exercise is a heavy compound movement, which is then paired with an explosive movement. For example, combination 1, bench press followed by clap push-up or medicine ball chest pass. Combination 2, shoulder press followed by overhead medicine ball slam or medicine ball throw. Combination 3, squat followed by jump squats, vertical jumps, and or box jumps. Combination 4, deadlift followed by broad jumps or kettlebell swings. After the heavy exercise, neural drive increases, allowing for greater power output in the ballistic exercise. The complex pair is then repeated for a number of sets. Over time, this improved neuromuscular efficiency improves the muscle's ability to generate power. What to do? First, make sure you're strong already. This method won't work unless you have a significant base of strength to generate power. PAP without strength and technique is akin to giving a 17-year-old a Bugatti loaded with nitrous oxide and a gallon of vodka Red Bull. It's just stupid. That said, complex pairs, when applied in 3 to 4 week blocks with a full deload, can increase your power and muscle building potential. Use two exercises that are biomechanically similar, lifting the weight as fast as possible for 3 to 4 sets of 3 to 5 reps. Then move to your explosive movement, say a bench press and clap push-up, and perform the same number of sets and reps. Rest 3 to 5 minutes between sets to allow recovery and repeat. Final note. Nervous system activation for performance and muscle gain aren't mutually exclusive. When properly applied, they're two faces of the same coin. After all, you can't train the muscle fibers that aren't turned on. Think about your training over the last few months or even years. Have you really improved your physiological capabilities and built high-performance muscle? If not, it's time to take action. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Power Up Your Muscle Building Potential by Eric Bach with RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I said this yesterday and I'll say it again today. If you want to maximize muscle growth, you have to create demand for it. And what Eric has just outlined for us is a way to create that demand. We have to mix things up to make sure our muscles not only grow to their maximal size, but also are most efficient. If our muscles are efficient and strong, it's going to prevent injury later. We're going to hopefully burn more fat all the time, even when we're at rest. Then when we eat foods, it's less likely to be converted to fat because it's going to want to supply our muscles instead. But again, all of this happens when we mix things up. When we lift heavy some days, when we use explosive movements as Eric described, when we lift lighter, these are ways to maximize our body's potential. But if we only perform one type of activity or just a couple of types of exercises over and over and over again, the body will adapt. The body will become more efficient, but only at just those exercises. So you have to mix things up in order to recruit those neurons, those muscles that aren't being used. And of course, with these types of high intensity movements, and especially as you think about lifting heavier, be very, very careful. Yes, the risk for injury goes up when you do these moves. So again, take it slowly, be very careful, make sure your form is perfect, and then hopefully you can be doing this for many years to come. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.